This is KCUR 89.3. An estimated 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, a number that's projected to nearly triple by the year 2050 as the population trends older. Currently, there is no cure for the illness, and no treatments have been shown to slow its progress, but there are some therapies that can help Alzheimer's patients and their families cope. One that's catching on in a north central Kansas community hit hard by the disease involves music. Brian Thompson, reporting for KCUR's Heartland Health Monitor, has the story.
Clay County, Kansas has the nation's highest rate of people on Medicare diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or dementia. At 22%, it's roughly double the rate in surrounding counties, as well as the state and national averages. The director of the University of Kansas Alzheimer's Center, Dr. Russell Swerdlow, doesn't have a ready explanation, but he thinks it's unlikely the difference is due to genetic or environmental factors unique to Clay County.
Clay County may not be a risk factor for getting Alzheimer's disease. It may be a risk factor for becoming diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
The rate spike began in 2010, shortly after three new doctors came to town. Swerdlow is careful not to say patients are being overdiagnosed in Clay Center. He says it also could be that the disease is being underdiagnosed elsewhere. Either way, the numbers and the reasons behind them aren't the main concern for people who live in Clay County. They're more focused on helping friends and family members who are suffering from Alzheimer's. And a new music therapy program has given some a way to do that. The Lynn Community Nursing Home, north of Clay Center, is one of about two dozen in Kansas participating in something called the Music and Memory Program. Residents with Alzheimer's are given iPods loaded with music tailored to their individual preferences. Sorting out each resident's musical tastes is a lot of work, but the nursing home has a secret weapon. Dozens of students from tiny Lynn High School have volunteered to help. Just before Christmas, junior Caitlin Oldie was going through a playlist with resident Lila Schaefer.
Would you like to listen to some Christmas music?
Oh, yeah.
Yes? Okay.
And even though Lila just had a tooth removed a couple of hours earlier, she sings along with Silent Night. Martha Hornbostel directs the music therapy program. She says Lila and many other people with Alzheimer's or dementia tend to become agitated as evening approaches. The term for this is sundowning.
She can be so happy and so bouncy, and then it comes sundown time. She's wailing because she's just anxious. So I loaded an iPod real quick with her favorite type of music, walked right out to her, and I said, Lila, I said, let's put some music on. And oh, she was continuing to wail. As soon as I put the iPod on and the headphones on, she sat up a little straighter and she quit.
Dr. Swerdlow, the KU Alzheimer's specialist, says the music therapy program isn't going to halt the progress of the disease, but he says it can help soothe patients by keeping them connected to some of their memories.
If people used to dance to a certain kind of music, that motor memory is stored in a different part of the brain than the episodic memory that is destroyed in Alzheimer's disease. This procedural memory is preserved much further on into the course of Alzheimer's disease.
Nurses at the Lynn Community Nursing Home say some residents, like Lila, are able to use music instead of mood-altering drugs to manage their emotions. Interest in the program is growing. The Kansas Department on Aging and Disability Services just announced $38,000 in grants to implement the Music and Memory Program at 30 more nursing homes across the state. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Brian Thompson.